4 seconds. Every training clip this model ever saw was 4 seconds long. And yet, when four people plug controllers into it, it generates a live, physics-heavy match, rocket-powered cars playing soccer, that stays coherent for hours. There is no game engine underneath. No physics code runs anywhere. Every frame on screen is a 5 billion parameter neural network guessing what should happen next, 20 times a second.
Quick flag before we go further. This explainer is AI made, our two voices included. Fine print at the end.
The system is called Mira, and the question of this episode is how a 4 second training horizon turns into hours of stable play. The answer is one design choice that runs against the instinct of nearly everyone who builds these systems. They picked the compressor that draws worse pictures, on purpose, and by the end, you'll see why that was the right call.
And the stakes reach past the demo. If you want to train AI agents that cooperate and compete, self-play, team tactics, and everything in between, you need simulators cheaper than reality and safe to fail in. Multi-agent worlds are exactly where learned simulators haven't been able to go. Now, on paper, this looks solved already. An AI ran Doom with no engine. There's a Minecraft version and a driving version. So the obvious recipe: take that single-player setup, feed it 4 controllers instead of 1, scale up the model, and predict the next frame in pixels the way video generators do. More of the same should get you there.
That recipe breaks in 2 places, Finn, and each break is half the paper. First, all of those ancestors are built around 1 player. Everything else in the scene gets treated like weather, passive background. The closest prior system, a nature paper called Wham, trained on 4-on-4 gameplay and still only listened to 1 player's controls. Second, and worse, predict in raw pixels and the video decays into warped, unstructured texture within about a second. In this paper's own head-to-head, the pixel space version trails the final model by roughly a factor of 10 on generation quality. So the single-player pixel recipe doesn't stretch to 4 players. Something structural has to change, starting with what 4 players even demands of the model. Here's the demand. Multiplayer creates a problem the single-player systems never faced: attribution. When a car spins out or the ball rockets into a net, the model has to know whose button press caused it, and then render that one shared event correctly from 4 different cameras at once. The authors have a blunt line about why this matters. A model that produces visually plausible futures, but fails to respond correctly to interventions, might be a fine video predictor, but it's useless as a substrate for planning and control.
Hold on. Why is the 4-camera part hard? If the model predicts the whole scene anyway, 4 views should just be 4 crops of 1 prediction. Consistency for free.
Except there is no whole scene. No shared world state exists anywhere in this system. The model outputs 4 separate video streams, and the only thing keeping them describing 1 reality is that it learned they have to. Watch what that looks like when it works, because this is the paper's best figure. A blue car boosts into an opponent and demolishes it, all inside a second. On the attacker's screen, a demolition callout flashes up. On the victim's screen, the entire view fills with an explosion. A third player, far across the pitch, sees the same blast as a distant puff of smoke. And the match clock reads 4:12 in all 4 views. There's no clock variable ticking anywhere. The model painted the same time 4 times from 4 angles because it learned there is 1 world.
Goals work the same way. Ball in the net, the scored banner fires in every view at once, and the scoreboard flips from 2-1 to 3-1 everywhere. But a consistent slideshow is a screensaver. The bar is a playable game, so the real question is speed.
20 frames per second, live, on a single NVIDIA B200 GPU. All 4 players' views at once. 1 generation step takes about 70 milliseconds and yields 2 frames, so 35 milliseconds per frame, comfortably under the 50 the stream allows. There's serious systems engineering under that number, but it's plumbing. What matters is you can pick up a controller today. They released a live demo, the code, and the full 10,000-hour training set. And if you want the day's most important AI paper explained properly, that's what this channel is, every day.
One caveat to pin to the wall before the mechanism, because it comes back at the end. Those quality numbers are all measured on rollouts driven by recorded bot actions, the same bot family it trained on. The human play part is a live demo, not a measured curve. Hold that thought.
The mechanism is next. 3 parts. And it pays off in the strangest finding in the paper. The compressor that reconstructs the game more sharply makes a worse streamer. Three things to track: the codec, a translator that squeezes each frame into a compact summary and paints pixels back out of it. The Dreamer, the 5 billion parameter diffusion model that predicts the next summary from the recent past, plus everyone's buttons. And the Rehearsal, a training regimen that teaches the Dreamer to keep going when its own past predictions are flawed. The codec first. Predicting every pixel means predicting millions of numbers per frame, most of them texture detail that has nothing to do with where the ball is going. So Mira describes each frame the way you'd describe a beach: sunset, one sailboat on the left, instead of listing the color of every grain of sand. Concretely, the summary is about 192 times smaller than the raw frames. And the decision everything hinges on, they didn't invent that summary language from scratch. They built it on top of Dino V3, a big, frozen vision model pre-trained on enormous amounts of ordinary images, which already understands objects, motion, and spatial layout. A small learned bottleneck squeezes those pre-trained features down, and a decoder paints video back out the other side.
So the Dreamer never touches pixels at all. It thinks entirely in this borrowed summary language, and the codec paints the screen after the fact, which makes the choice of language the most important call in the system. So how do you know borrowing beats building your own?
You run the showdown, and this is the one the paper turns on. Codec 1 is trained from scratch on this game alone. Codec 2 is built on the frozen pre-trained features. First test, reconstruction. From scratch wins. Its images are sharper. Everyone's instinct says better reconstruction means better generation, so the from scratch codec should be the pick. Then you let each one dream forward on its own predictions for minutes at a time. And the sharp codec's rollouts warp, drift, and fall apart, while the blurrier pre-trained one stays coherent for hours.
That reads like a contradiction, Bella. A more precise language should give more precise predictions. Why does sharpness lose?
Smoothness. Think of two people taking notes on a story they'll retell later. One transcribes every word verbatim, perfectly faithful, but lose your place once and the next line is gibberish. The other writes loose, meaningful summaries, slightly less precise, but a misremembered detail still lands on something plausible, and the retelling recovers. The pre-trained features are the summary writer. In that space, nearby game situations get nearby descriptions. So when the Dreamer's prediction is slightly off, and it always is, the wrong summary still sits next door to a valid game state. The decoder paints something sensible, and the next frame absorbs the error. The authors put it in one sentence: a wrong prediction stays valid and is absorbed. The from scratch space has no such structure. A small miss lands nowhere, decodes to junk, and the next frame builds on junk. That's compounding, and compounding is death over long horizons.
So, one line before the training trick. The whole episode is a question. Why does a model trained on 4-second clips survive for hours?
Because it dreams in a space where every mistake lands near something real, so errors get absorbed faster than they can pile up.
Absorption explains recovery, though. It doesn't explain avoidance. At playtime, the Dreamer conditions on its own imperfect frames, a diet it never saw in training, where the past was always ground truth. Why doesn't that mismatch alone kill it?
It would, and that's the rehearsal. The method is called diffusion forcing, and the image is a musician. Rehearse only with a flawless backing track, and on stage, one wrong note derails the whole performance because you've never practiced recovering. Rehearse with a messy, slightly off track, and you learn to stay on course through imperfection. During training, every frame of context gets its own random amount of corruption, so the model constantly practices predicting from a degraded past, exactly its situation when playing live. Head-to-head against the classic train-on-clean-context approach, it's far more stable over long horizons. One more line for speed. A distillation step teaches the model to denoise in one or two strides instead of dozens, like a sculptor taking one confident strike. And that's what makes 20 frames per second possible at all. Quick checkpoint, because that was the dense stretch. Pixels fail, summaries work. Pre-trained summaries work best because they're smooth, and rehearsing on corrupted context keeps the Dreamer on the road. The four-player wiring is almost simple after that. The four views are tiled into one grid, so the model's attention spans all four perspectives at once. That's what keeps one event consistent across cameras, and each player's buttons are bound to their own view. One practical note: Training the multiplayer model from scratch on their budget collapsed. Warm starting from a single-player model rescued it. But the best detail is a training choice with a strange consequence. They randomly hid some players' action streams during training, forcing the model to predict those cars from the scene alone.
Which means an unplugged controller doesn't freeze a car. The model just drives it. Contesting the ball, rotating on defense, and playing plausibly in the style of the bot it watched. Decisions it recovered from pixels alone, even though the real bot was reading the game's full internal state. The authors call it an emergent theory of mind, and the footage backs the phrase. Though footage is the operative word, it's illustrated with hand-picked figures, and the paper never counts how often it holds.
There's one more behavior nobody trained for, and it's the smoothness idea caught on camera. In one figure, they deliberately drive the match into nonsense until the four views decohere into noise. Four cameras filming four different hallucinations. Then watch the screen. The views pull back together, resynchronizing around a scripted goal replay, and a car that had drifted to the wrong color snaps back to the correct one. The smooth space gave it somewhere real to fall back to. The authors flag it as rare and qualitative, but it's the clearest picture of what absorbed means.
Now the failure reel, which tells you more about what this thing is than the wins do. Over about 40 minutes of human play, the car boosted around 80 times and jumped around 30 times with nobody pressing anything. The match clock, across 5 real seconds, reads 4:54, 4:53, 4:53, 4:52, and then climbs back to 4:54. Time flows downhill, mostly. Leave the ball at rest, and it starts drifting toward a goal on its own. And at kickoff, the model boosts your car toward the ball even when you deliberately hold still.
And every one of those failures has the same explanation, which is the sentence I'd keep from this whole episode. The model has habits, not rules. An engine consults physics. This thing consults its experience. The bots always boosted at kickoff, so it boosts. The way you flinch at a loud noise before any decision happens. A resting ball almost never appeared in 10,000 hours of non-stop bot play, so a still ball feels wrong to it, and it nudges the world back toward what it knows. Even the failures are predictions. That's what playing inside a dream instead of a program means. The world runs on priors, and the priors show.
Which is where I stop being charmed, Bella, because the prior's point cuts deeper than a funny clock. Three bounds on this result. One, every rigorous number is in distribution. Rollouts conditioned on the recorded actions of one bot family on three maps in one game mode. It handles human players, rests on the demo, without those metrics. Two, the authors say themselves this game is nearly deterministic once all four players' actions are known. Very little real uncertainty about the future, so the long horizon stability may be partly a property of a forgiving world, and nobody has shown the recipe survives an environment with real ambiguity. Three, stable for hours. The measured curve ends at 5 minutes. Hours is an observation they report. The defensible claim is narrower. A real-time, four-player dreamer for a predictable world seen through one bot's eyes.
You win the third point outright, Finn. 5 minutes measured and hours observed are different grades of evidence, and the paper is more careful about that than the headlines will be. What I'll defend is what the bounded version still proves. Real-time multiplayer attribution was an open problem. It now has an existence proof, with the dataset, the code, and the demo all public. Every bound you just named is testable by anyone with a GPU.
Testable is the right status. Until someone runs this recipe in a world with real randomness, smoothness buys stability stays a promising hypothesis.
Back to the opening numbers, which you can now decode. 4 second clips, hours of play. No contradiction, because the model never needed to remember its way to hour two. It dreams in a space where every mistake lands near something real, so it can't drift far enough to fall. The claim to carry out of this paper, for a generative model that runs on its own output, the structure of its prediction space matters more than its fidelity.
So, a clean either-or for the comments. Do learned worlds like this become the training gyms where multi-agent AI gets built? Or does the determinism objection hold and real environments stay too uncertain for a dreamer to host? Take a side.
The full annotated version is on paperdive.ai, every technical term tapped to define, with links to the lineage from Game Engen to Genie to Wham, grouped by theme.
Fine print. This script was written by Anthropic's Claude Fable 5, Bella and I are AI voices from 11 Labs, and the producer isn't affiliated with either company. The paper is Mira, Multiplayer Interactive World Models, posted July 6, 2026. This episode is out July 7th.
And the one thing to do differently after this paper. Next time you judge a model that feeds on its own output, skip the sharpness test and ask instead, when it's wrong, where do its mistakes land?